Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
On today's news, an insane AEW Double or Nothing 2021 plan that never happened.
We've got Impact Wrestling against all odds results.
Johnny Gargano takes a dental shot at Adam Cole in the NXT TakeOver In Your House press conference.
And John Cena addresses, kinda, whether or not he may be at SummerSlam this year.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to your Sunday news. It's not a solo Sunday today, but give me somebody to play with. I've got Mr. Andrew Pollard here. Say hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. God, that was almost like Wilborn territory of hello.
You were dancing around the Wilborn world there, the world sphere. Really quickly, we are going to go into the results, obviously, of Impact Wrestling's Against All Odds. So there are going to be big spoilers, obviously. So put your fingers in your ears if you don't hear about it. We're going to have an ups and downs as well later on, which is going to be presented by Simon Miller after he's done his retro ups and downs. He's got a lot on his plate. He's a busy man. So, Andrew, without further ado, give us some of those results.
Well, I guess, do you start? No, we'll go chronologically. I was going to start with a big match because everybody wants to know whether Kenny Omega is still the Impact Wrestling World Champion, but I'll do it the other way around. So we opened up, Sami Callihan and Tommy Dreamer defeated the Good Brothers after a baseball bat shot to Carl Anderson. But Tommy Dreamer, God love him, he can't go a match without being put through a table, it seems. And he was put through a table with a magic killer, but him and Sami Callihan got the Duke, as they call it. Joe Doran beat Satoshi Kojima with a spinning powerbomb. Number one, this one didn't really sit too good with me. We had a number one contenders match for the X Division title, and it ends in a no contest. So we had Ace Austin, Chris Bay, Rohit Raju, Petey Williams, God love Petey Williams, and Trey Miguel, and it all ended in basically just a nothing because Madman Fulton came in and wrecked everybody. So that's still on the table as the who's gonna step up there. Then we had a W. Morrissey, of course, the former big cast, Colin Cassidy, beat Rich Swann with three running power bombs. So clearly the sky is the limit, it looks like, for Morrissey there, because of course Rich Swann is a former Impact Wrestling World Champion. Then we had Tennille Dashwood beat Jordan Grace with a roll-up in a really good match. The bits I saw of this, Tennille Dashwood, great. Jordan Grace, great. Fantastic. Knockout Tag Champs, Fire and Flavor, Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz retained against Susan and Kimberly. The Tag Champions, Violent by Design, Rhino and Cody Deaner retained against Crazy Steve and Black Taurus and The Decay. The Knockouts champ, Deonna Purrazzo, beat Rosemary with the Costa Nostra pile driver. And then the main event, Kenny Omega beat Moose with a one-winged angel to retain the Impact Wrestling World Championship. And then there was shenanigans afterwards where, well, because this was filmed in Jacksonville in Daly's place, and we had Don Callis come out after the match and fire Sami Callihan, who turned up to do Sami Callihan things. So technically, Sami Callihan's now fired from Impact Wrestling, although the stipulation beforehand was whoever emerged victorious in the main event here was going to be defending the belt against Sami Callihan. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them. Yeah, you want to say it was a surprise, was it? Was it a surprise with Kenny Omega, like, coming away with that belt again? I think the nefarious means in how he got the job done. It's just, you got to love to hate him, Kenny, right now. He's the big old belt collector, and he's just getting the job done by any means necessary.
Yeah, those books were there. It was very much shenanigans, we can put this finish down to. But yeah, then you look at who is going to be the one that beats Kenny for that belt. Does anybody ever beat Kenny for this belt? Someone's got to at some point, and to me, I think Moose is that guy, but obviously he wasn't the guy this weekend.
He had a good showing. He had a really good showing. I'm a big fan of Moose. I think he's getting Obviously, he's getting in the shape of his life, but the actual is his in-ring ability right now, what shifts he's putting in, I think he's been fantastic. So, I think you're right. I think he will be the man to take that belt at some point in the future. But obviously, we did have Double or Nothing. That was the last AEW big old pay-per-view. And there was the massive sequel to Stadium Stampede 1, which lit our hearts on fire when that happened last year. We had the big old sequel involving the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle. And there was a lot of mad stuff that went down in that match, but probably one of the most maddest things. Yes, my brain's working this morning. One of the craziest things that happened in that match was the entrance, let's say, the big old entrance from the Inner Circle when they started rappelling down the side of the scoreboard. It was really cool. But apparently there was going to be something else instead of that, which was going to be a little bit more insane if there's a way of being more insane than rappelling down the side of the scoreboard. I'll explain. So, according to, I think it was Santana, Jericho, and a few of the others were talking on the Talk is Jericho podcast, Santana said the original idea we all had was to have a helicopter fly over the stadium and we all rappel out of the helicopter. He had mentioned that to Jericho, and you go, y'all can rappel, that helicopter is going to lower and I will walk right out of it. And he went on to say, we were told we couldn't do the helicopter because of the insurance, obviously. No one can get thrown out of the helicopter because of the insurance. And then apparently somebody went, who wants to get thrown out of the helicopter? Sammy? And they all kind of looked at Sammy. They were like, yeah, he's the guy to do that. And he was like, oh, just imagine it, 20 to 40 feet in the air, getting thrown out, I'll make it work. And then they were like, that was never going to happen. So, I mean, he could have died from falling out of the helicopter. And he just went, I think Jericho went on to say, the idea was never for Sammy to be thrown out of the helicopter. Sammy is also the guy who wanted to be thrown off the top level of the staircase last year from the top of the stadium. I go, where are you going to land? And Sammy's just like, I don't know, disappear kind of thing. I'll make it up. The helicopter was hard. And I think it was Tony who may have been anti-helicopter because of all the Kobe Bryant stuff from last year as well. So I think they definitely made the right call there. That was that may have been a helicopter too far in this stampede.
Absolutely not, Steve. And I suppose if you look at the whole thing of Sammy being thrown maybe off the top of Daly's place or the stadium even, then it's like, well, technically Rey Mysterio got thrown off Titan Towers last year, Money in the Bank, and then he was back. I'm pretty sure he was like back the next night if Ray can survive being thrown off Titan Towers, maybe Sammy could have done that. But yeah, at that, to me, I mean, we all love AEW and the majority of what they put out, but it's like, I think, yeah, the absolute right call was made there. Do not need any helicopter stuff going on. And like you said, especially with the Kobe Bryant situation, then that's maybe a bit too close to the bone there.
Yeah, I think they made the right call. I really like the rappel stuff down the scoreboard. That was really cool. Like, that was, it was as badass an entrance as they needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm moving from Stadium Stampede to the biggest show of the summer. Now, we've heard for the last couple of weeks, it seems like barely a day goes by without SummerSlam's going to be massive this year. That's all we get from all the news outlets and ourselves here, because WWE are looking to make it a WrestleMania-level spectacle. And one of the big, if the rumors and innuendo were to be believed, one of the big kind of the big elements of SummerSlam, the big selling points is going to be John Cena returning to face WWE champion Roman Reigns. Now, Cena himself, I feel like I need to do like a...
I wasn't ready. It's too early.
I was not ready. Yeah, my time is now, brother. This has gone off a cliff. It's a Sunday morning, people. John Cena was asked in an interview this weekend, just while he's promoting movies, and somebody dropped in on the sly, not just about when are you going to come back to wrestling, but specifically he was asked about a certain date, which is August 21st, which just so happens to be the date of SummerSlam. So when put on the spot, and you see him a little bit, it's fun to watch. It's only a brief clip, but you see like Cena's maybe not expecting to be grilled on the specifics of like, what are you doing on this date that happens to be SummerSlam? And his response was, hopefully enjoying the summer. I don't know. And then he kind of went to laugh it all off. And that was a good way to do that. As in, that was a good way to kind of poke the bear and ask that question and address the rumors. So Cena's addressed, I guess technically he has addressed his SummerSlam status by saying he's hoping to enjoy the summer. Whether that hoping to enjoy the summer translates to challenging Roman Reigns for SummerSlam, we'll have to wait and see. But that seems to be the natural course for me, dude. I think you've got right now, if you look at the landscape where Roman Reigns, it's Rey Mysterio at Hell in a Cell, and then you're thinking there's going to be more stuff with the Usos, it seems, there. And then we go, like, you look at it thinking, well, what happens by SummerSlam time? And all these talks of Cena returning, they just seem to mesh really well together. And then, of course, there's also talk that at some point we might get a Brock Lesnar return to go up against Roman. And then big old Dwayne at WrestleMania, The Rock. So it's, I mean, if that comes off, those three matches happen, and if Roman gets the win in all of those, it's like, Jesus, man, how much more made can a dude get?
I mean, yeah, but we, and we know in the world of wrestling that if we fantasy book it, it will become a thing. These big matches will happen. We're going to get Cena, then Brock, then Rock. I mean, if we did that, and if Roman went over in every single match, it may be the strongest push in the history of mankind.
I try to think of like anything similar to that, and it's like, well, no, because if you've gone through Bray Wyatt, you've gone through Braun Strowman. You know, I saw the other day without a beard, and it terrified me. He looks good without a beard, but it was just like, it took a second of like, I know that face, kind of, but who is it? Oh, it's Braun without a beard. If you've got a Roman Reigns who's gone through Bray Wyatt, gone through Braun Strowman, well, not just Bray Wyatt, the Fiend Bray Wyatt, and Braun Strowman, and then you've had him go through, where else are we with this? It's like there's just Edge and Daniel Bryan, stacked him, pinned him. It's like in the main event of WrestleMania. And then he goes on to beat a John Cena and a Brock Lesnar. Finally, one of those wins over Brock Lesnar, which is so rare if that happens. And then The Rock is like, rocket ship.
It would be. It'd be massive. It'd be a huge thing. And we've just got to wait and see. I think Cena's been very diplomatic with that interview. But we'll just see. I think, fingers crossed, he does return because he's a massive star for them. And this is being treated like a WrestleMania from the sounds of things. Yeah. So I hope he's there. But before we get there, we've got a big old takeover, which is happening tonight. I can't believe it's happening tonight. I'm Mr. NXT, and I can't even believe it's happening tonight. It just keeps popping up out of nowhere, these takeovers. So obviously, they had the big press conference yesterday kind of midday.
Yesterday night.
It works. There was a lot. There was a lot of stuff going on. And they all sat down. They had like, it's one of them where they try and make it feel like a UFC press conference where everyone's like laid out there with the titles and they're trying to big up the match. They can't really say things too explicit like they do in the UFC ranks, but they have a go. And Johnny had a go. Johnny Gargano, he was talking about the Fatal 5-Way that he's going to be in the main event for that NXT championship. And he took a bit of a cheeky dig at Mr. Adam Cole. He said, looking around this room after what Adam Cole has pulled the last 2 weeks after he threw a chair in my face, I think everyone here in that 5-way wants to kick Adam Cole's teeth down his throat. Monday morning, I think he's going to be very happy he knows a good dentist. And if you know, you know. Miss Britt Baker obviously is very much romantically involved with Adam Cole, baby. She's obviously a dentist, so she's going to look after him if he gets his teeth kicked down his throat. And Karrion Kross also had a couple of things to say. It was an interesting one, this. It seems to suggest that he's not obviously going to be in NXT forever, like you've also hinted at in this video. He said, I think the WWE Universe and NXT fans should decide who the greatest will be in due time. Obviously, talk about who the greatest champion is, etc. But I will tell you this, I don't plan on ever losing this title. That's number one. Number two, I don't plan on staying in NXT forever. Number three, find out on Sunday. These guys are showing up. I'm showing up. I'm planning to beat the Sugar Honey Iced Tea out of all four of them. I'm leaving with this. That's my game plan. Why? Because it's personal. And then he also, I think he said on the After the Bell podcast that it's like the Mount Rushmore of NXT in this main event, which you could argue maybe a little bit, probably Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano, most definitely, but maybe the other two, not quite there yet in my personal opinion. But I'm excited for this match. What do you think of it?
Well, I guess technically this is the NXT pre-show. The pre-show for
In Your House. You're wearing an Ever Eyes t-shirt.
I am. Exactly. I've got my coffee. This is all about Ever Eyes, brother. An Owen Hart mug as well. But as for NXT, I think, so you've got Karrion Kross saying, I don't plan to lose this title, but also saying, I ain't been in NXT forever. It's like, well, it's almost like if only they had a match where he cannot lose the title, but he can move to the main roster. Oh my word, that is NXT TakeOver In Your House, where if the champion doesn't have to get pinned to lose that title. And I think that will be the case. Me, I'm thinking Kyle O'Reilly pins Adam Cole, becomes NXT champ, Karrion Kross flies away to, you think Raw right now would be the best landing spot for him, and that's, nobody wants to land on Raw, but if you're looking at the lay of the land, the positive is Raw needs somebody, Raw needs more than somebody, Raw needs a lot of help. Karrion Kross can do a lot there. Then we get to the depressing reality of like, oh, but that's Raw. I think Karrion Kross loses the belt this tonight, and then yeah, off he departs. What are you going with in that one, good brother?
I'm a cross guy, so I'm very much hoping that he does retain the belt. So I do agree. This match has been set up as some kind of like safety net, so that he's not affected if Kyle O'Reilly does like tap out Adam Cole or something like that. I mean, yeah, you're right. I think the Raw thing does make sense because they love fire and his entrance lends itself to fire. That's my justification for it. That seems to be all the justification for Raw booking right now. I'd love to see him on SmackDown, obviously, because I think SmackDown is just the strongest show and he'd be booked better. But he does lend himself to that show, sadly. He's kind of, unfortunately, planned out his own destiny from being the kind of character that he is. And you know Vince McMahon's just going to see Scarlett and be like, oh, yeah, buddy, big, muscly man next to blonde girl. Oh. He's going to love it. He's going
to
love it.
I just have to hope that maybe it doesn't go like the Mark Miro way, where it's like Vince becomes fixated on the pretty blonde girl and the wrestler alongside her gets just Sable to the moon, Mark Miro... not so much to the moon. Like, yeah, they could run there a couple of IC title reigns and some good matches, good feuds. I'm all about Jelly Be Bad, so I was happy to see Mark Miro turn up. But yeah, I think that if you're that big Karrion Kross fan, I'd be worried. But yeah. You got to look at the positive, I guess, of like maybe he's the kick in the backside that, say, Rollo needs right now. Maybe.
Potentially, he could be, but we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see for all that in the future. But for now, this has been your big installment of Sunday News. I have been Gareth here, obviously from What Culture Wrestling. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. Where can they find you, Andrew?
They can find me at Culture Left Peg, where I'll mainly be talking about Wales's chances at the European Championships for the next few weeks.
Yeah, I won't talk too much about the England chances because, well, we all know it's coming home. That's the way it is. We all know it's coming home. I've said it now. It's been documented on YouTube. It's there forever. So don't forget to like this video, share it, subscribe to all things What Culture Wrestling, and follow everyone on What Culture at What Culture WWE on Twitter as well. And more importantly than all that, I always say it every single week, just have yourself the best week possible. Watch TakeOver tonight. Have all the fun with that. And then join us for a chat and all the discourse that obviously inevitably falls out afterwards. And we will see you when we see you. How about that, right? Yep, see you in a bit.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.